Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's it going? Good, good. How's everybody doing? I just want to talk to you about not getting yourself stuck in a sin cycle. Whatever you do, don't stay in sin consciousness. Now, what is sin consciousness? Sin consciousness is the devil's way, Satan's way of playing out all the sins you committed in your mind. He tricks you and makes you think that you can't serve God and that you're not forgiven by keeping that sin abreast in your mind. But since God has already forgiven you, all you have to do is forget about it too. If you stay in a cycle of sin consciousness will make you do things that you don't even want to do. It will keep you prideful, in bondage, make you blame others, and put you in the repeated sin cycle and utterly destroy you. I know that you're human, but you can beat sin. You can beat sin by bringing it to the light in Jesus' name. Confess your sins to Him. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So you see, you have to confess your sins. Bring your sins to the Father and lay them all before Him, just like casting your cares before Him. God just wants to shed light on your sins and He'll blot them all out. The blood covers your sins. You have to forget about your sins and don't get into sin consciousness. It's just like the Apostle Paul. Remember when he was Saul, he was killing all of the Christians, but then he got converted to be a Christian. And when Satan tried to remind him of when he was killing the Christians, he forgot all about it. In Acts 20:26, the Apostle Paul says, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. You see, Paul forgot all about the slaying of the Christians, and he didn't let that be a sin consciousness in his life. He went on to be one of the greatest apostles in the Bible, one of the greatest preachers, and Paul laid most of the foundation for the early church. So if God has already forgiven you of your sins, and I know that you're human and we all fall short, but confess your sins and bring them to the light so that you're not trapped in the sin cycle. Remember, the house of God is the house of prayer, the house of healing, the house of forgiveness. So keep pressing forward towards the mark. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you, and have a great and blessed day. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email. prayer@trinitystonechristianfellowship.org. That's prayer@trinitystonechristianfellowship.org.